This is episode 7 of the iGuide Korea podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast where we showcase South Korea's outdoor adventure scene. We cover rock climbing, ice climbing, mountain biking, surfing, and whatever else gets you outdoors enjoying life. And at times, we are fortunate enough to interview the movers and shakers in the outdoor scene. Today, we have a prominent player in Korean mountaineering, Chi-Young An. I met Chi-Young back in 2005 when we did our first Himalayan expedition together. Since then, he's climbed his way to the forefront of the scene with ascents of Everest and impressive first ascents that led to 2 Pilet d'Or Asia awards. A little background, the Pilet d'Or Asia, or the Asian Golden Ice Axe Award, is given to the most outstanding mountaineering achievements of the year. Chi-Young's won this award twice, his first time in 2012 for his first ascent of Himjeong, 7,140 meters, which was at the time the tallest unclimbed mountain in the Himalayas. And he won it a second time by summiting Gashburn 5, 7,147 meters. There had been multiple failed attempts on Gashburn 5 since 1978, and it wasn't until Chi-Young's successful ascent in 2014 that the mountain or the peak had been summited. Alpinist magazine called it a historic feat. Well, in this interview, we learn more about Chi-Young's climbing background. We also hear about how he approaches a mountaineering project and his advice for people interested in becoming a mountaineer. Due to Chi-Young's limited English, iGuide Korea's assistant guide Chan Hyung has done the voiceover, so don't be alarmed when you hear two voices. But now let's get to the interview and hear what he has to say. Hello, everyone. Welcome to an episode of iGuide Korea's podcast, where we interview the movers, the shakers, the climbers of South Korea, and all stuff extreme and cool. Today, we have An Chi-Young. An Chi-Young, as I mentioned in the introduction, is one of the more accomplished mountaineers in South Korea. He's won multiple awards. He's won the Pilet d'Or Asia twice. One in 2012 for his first ascent of Himjeong, and his second Pilet d'Or Asia was for Gashburn 5, an often tried but never accomplished mountain, not until An Chi-Young got on it, right? And he won the Pilet d'Or Asia for that in 2014. Not only that, he's summited Everest, and he was so close. He had a very close summit attempt for Lhotse. So he's been up 8,000 meters a while. An Chi-Young, 안녕하세요.
네, 안녕하세요.
Chi-Young, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Can you please, you know, give us your background? What do you do? Where are you from?
네, 안녕하세요. 저는 안
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Chi-Young An, as Andy introduced.
경기도 화성시 동탄에 살고 있고, 저희 고향.
My hometown is Gimhae. It's one of the southernmost town in Korea.
입니다. 그리고 저는
I started climbing mountaineering since when I was in high school, second year.
서울로 옮겨서 그때부터 또 서울에서 등반을 하면서
And I moved to Seoul in 2004 and from that time I prepared for more major expeditions like going to Himalaya.
동탄에서
And this year I just opened a new climbing gym here in Dongtan and preparing for a second stage of my life.
Chi-Young, you said that you climbed, you started climbing when you were in high school, right? How did you start climbing in high school? Usually a lot of Korean children in high school, high schoolers, they're studying or they're going to Hagwons. What made you want to go climbing?
예, 저는 공부를 좀 관심이 없었고.
Most Korean high school students study a lot, but frankly speaking, I wasn't one of them. Just I was into playing around much more. Well, even going to mountains a weekend started by getting to know one guy in there, And because of him, I started to go out to mountains more and started to love it and just everything. And by going out with him, I was able to learn like how to stay outside, especially in outdoor environments.
So I've heard that a lot. I heard that a lot of people start their climbing through the sanaks or mountain clubs. Is that still true today? Do you think that's still true today? Do people start their climbing adventure, climbing career through the climbing clubs? Is that still true?
아니, 물론 요즘은 꼭 산악회나 어떤 단체에 들어가지 않고도
I hear this still many people go to the mountain club you mentioned.
산악 단체.
And I think it's a really good thing because when you are starting as a beginner, you need some experience, but which you don't have. So you can get those experience from the experienced guys in the club. And what I heard is that a lot of people go to kind of mountain school, 등산학교 in Korea, and after finishing all the school curriculum, they make a kind of friends group from the school, and so they go outdoors together. That's what I heard. But in my personal opinion, I still want to recommend go and join mountain club, because people there are usually very experienced and you can get a valuable advice, experience, maybe partners from there too.
Right, right. But I think also from what I've seen and what I've heard, we've also got to be careful on which 등산학교, which climbing school we go to, right? There are not, you know, not all the 등산학교s, not all those climbing schools are the same. Can you suggest to our audience, who do you think are some of the top 등산학교s in Korea? What are the top climbing schools in Korea? Of course, your school is one of the top, right? This is free wall climbing gym in Hwaseong Dongtan, one of the best climbing schools there is, because An Chiyoung, a former iGUIDE Korea affiliate guide, teaches those courses. But what other schools are there that you would suggest?
우리나라에서 대표적인 등산학교가 몇 군데가 있어요.
Thanks for the compliment. And there are so many mountain schools right now. Okay, if I pick three out of them, I would say Hanguk Mountain School, Seoul Mountain School, and Kolong Mountain School. Oh, and a mountain school by the Korean Alpine Association is also good. And among private mountain schools, Jeongseungkwon Mountain School is good. Yeah, those could be my recommendations.
Now, starting rock climbing is kind of easy, but starting mountaineering, that's really difficult. Some people don't even know how to start. Like, how do you go to those big mountains? How do you get an expedition going on? How do you organize all that stuff? So can you tell our audience, how did you start your mountaineering career, your very successful mountaineering career?
사실 우리나라에서 국내에서 암벽 등반이나 빙벽 등반 산악 활동을 하는 데는 전혀 문제가 없는데 만약에 이제 해외 등반을 하게 되면
Yeah, if anyone goes for climing or ice climbing inside Korea, there's not a big problem.
방법을 찾아야 되는데
But if anyone wants to go for overseas,
대부분이 이제 회사를 그만두거나
for climbing or whether it's expedition or not or something big, the first problem arises the job. I mean, how to make a living.
그래서 한국에서 어떤 전문 등산가, 전문 등반인으로 살아가기에는 굉장히
Well, if you're lucky, then you might be able to get a long vacation from the workplace, but that's uncommon.
어떤 아우터 업계의 후원을 받아서 풀타임
So for most of the full-time climbers, they get sponsorship from outdoor companies. Oh yeah, and I really talked about only full-time climbers, but if you go just for one expedition, things could be very different.
So, do you still go on expeditions now, or do you still have a plan to go on expeditions?
지금은 이제 제가 이 클라이밍 센터를 시작한 지 얼마 안 됐습니다. 그래서 한 1년, 2년 정도는 클라이밍 센터에 집중을 해서
At this moment, I can't go for expedition right now because I just opened a new climbing gym here in Dongtan. So right now I just try to stabilize this new gym and just getting out with the new people, new climbers here, and just training with them. Yeah, but I've got plans, of course.
어떻게 할지에 대해서는 뭐 준비가 다 돼 있습니다. 돼 있고 문
I can't say where I want to go for the next time. I don't want to specify where I'm planning to climb. But well, I've got a plan. That's all I can say.
뭐 대상지라든지 어디로 갈 것인지는 준비가 돼 있으니까 그거는 문제 없다 생각하고요.
Right now, I don't have enough like fundings and time to plan for next expedition. So let's say I have a plan and a place I want to climb, but not enough funding at the moment.
Okay, so you're really famous for your two major accomplishments, which was Himjeong and Gashpun 5. How did you choose these mountains? Like, what makes you choose these kinds of goals? Is it the line? Is it that nobody's done it before? What made you choose those two mountains?
힘중은 그때 이제 같이 갔던 김창호 형 추천으로 같이 가게 됐어요.
In case of Himjeong, I went to that mountain with Changho Kim, and he was one who chose the mountain.
우리나라에서도 등반했었고 외국에서 등반했었고
So it's more like I joined him for the expedition. So he chose the target, and I joined him later.
특히나 가셔보는 포나 뭐 이런 것들 유명한 산이고 그리고
I learned a lot in that process. Like it was my first experience to go over 7,000 meter in alpine condition. So I learned how to deal with the situation there, or how to climb, how to set up things. Really learned a lot of things.
최초 메달급 알파인 등반이었습니다. 그래서 많은 경험이 됐고 굉장히 이제 힘들었지만 재밌었고 그리고 그때 이후에 7000m 이상의 어떤 알파인 등반에 대한 어떤 그런 생각들과 육체적으로 내가 극복할 수 있는 한계점 이런 것들을 많이 찾았던 것 같아요. 그래서 그 이상 되는 곳에서 알파인 등반을 할 수 있는지에 대한 어떤 가능성을 또 발견했고 그리고 가셔브로 5번 같은 경우는 이제 내가 자체적으로 이제 익스펜션을 만들었는데 굉장히 힘들었어요. 등반 자체도 힘들었지만
And Gashpun 5, which I organized the whole expedition. So in this case, after the Himjeong, I was able to organize the expedition for Gashpun 5. It was not climbed a lot before. I mean, there were many attempts before, but no one ever climbed it to the end. At first, we tried to climb Gashpun 5 through the east route. However, it didn't go as we planned, so we moved whole base camp to the south side. And somehow, we successfully climbed it. And when on the way coming down, we were kind of lost in the late night. So it was really hard, and it took a long time to come down to the base camp. It was quite a scary experience.
Wow. So take us through the process. You were the leader of the Gashpun 5 expedition, like you said. Take us through the process. So you decide to do Gashpun 5. What's next? Do you find your team members next, or do you find sponsors next, or what's next? Please take us through the process on how you go from deciding which mountain you want to climb to climbing that mountain.
일단 가셔브룸에 대한 자료부터 모으기 시작을 했죠. 자료부터 모으고 사진과 어떤 벽으로 붙어야 될지 등반 성공 가능성이 가장 높은 쪽으로 이제 선택을 해야 되니까.
The first thing is could be investigation. Like gotta collect information about the route and how to approach there and where to climb and the weather, everything about the target mountain.
나는 클라이머나 연락을 해서 같이 갈 수 있냐고 일단 의향을 물어보고.
Secondly, people. You can't go expedition alone, so you need to ask people like who is competent and who's willing to go for an expedition with me.
그리고 이제 뭐 여러 가지 장비라든지 금전적인 문제가 제일 이제 큰 거죠. 금전적인 문제는 제가 이제
And the last is money. Yeah, all those expeditions cost a lot of money for years and going to their flight, transit, and even these days, you don't even need to set up the base camp by yourself.
한국에서 이제 금전적인 문제가 해결되면 준비하는 과정은 그다지 요즘은 어렵지 않다고 생각합니다. 왜냐하면 정보도 많고 기존에 하던 방식이 있기 때문에.
You can just ask a local agency to get the basic things like food, gears, or setting up the base camp. You can get help and even for approach sometimes. So going to the base camp is easy, but from there to the peak is a real problem for an expedition.
프로그램에 의지를 해서 옮기는 거였고요. 근데 이제 가장 큰 문제는 7,000m급의 알파인 등반을 대본들 해본 적이 없다는 거였어요. 그게 이제 가장 큰 문제인데 이제 경험 있는 사람 저 혼자밖에 없는 거죠. 그래서 그런 이제 그 사람들이 이제 7,000m 이상급에 올라갔을 때 그 이전이나 어떻게 이제 대응을 하는지에 대해서 잘 가늠이 안 오니까 그런 거.
If you got your funding secured, other things won't be a big problem.
So what do you find is the best way to prepare for high elevation? Is it, a lot of people will do like these, what do you call them? Some sort of chamber where you stay in a room and it simulates like high altitude. How do you prepare for high altitude, or and how do you get your team members to prepare for high altitude?
일단 이제 등반을 하기 위해서 많은 훈련을 합니다. 밑에서 할 수 있는 훈련들은 다 하는데 대원들과 이제 전체적으로 하는 훈련은 자주 만날 수 없기 때문에.
Yeah, for expedition, I used to go some multi-pitch climbing with the members of multi-pitch expedition. Because through the multi-pitch, you can learn more about how to use the belay systems, how to secure others, or how you're going to change leaders and followers and the last climber like that.
보통 이제 달리기나 뭐 수영, 인터벌, 그다음 뭐 자전거.
So climbing together, usually on weekends, is kind of team training. And individually, we did some trainings like interval for general fitness.
보통 그 정도 할 수 있는 트레이닝은 다 해요. 다 하고 그리고 이제 먹는 것도 어느 정도 약간 저기 근육보다는 살을 약간 찌워서 하는 것도 좀 중요해서 한 1, 2kg 정도 좀 찌워서 가는 경향도 있고 그렇습니다.
You know, Korea has many 8,000-meter summiters. It's tied with Italy for having the most people to do all the 8,000-meter peaks. But what's really incredible is that Korea has no glaciated mountains. There are no glaciers in Korea. So how are Koreans so successful in high altitude mountains? How do they simulate glacier travel? How do they overcome that barrier?
한국에는 그런 것들이 없죠. 예, 만년설이라든지 빙하라든지 큰 산들이 없기 때문에 사실 동계 등반에 좀 약한 부분이 많아요.
Well, I gotta admit it's true. There's no glacier, there's no really high mountain in Korea. So sometimes I feel like Koreans are not really good at winter climbing or alpine climbing.
한국 사람들이 촉이 좋습니다. 촉이 좋아서 위험을 감지하는 능력이 좀 좋은 것 같아요.
So what I did is just went to the base camp with my expedition members and we just trained there a lot. That was it.
Yeah, you know, I've always said that one thing about Korea, the topography, the land of Korea, is that it's like high elevation at low elevation, especially in the wintertime. You get so many peaks, granite domes that are at low elevation and so accessible. And in the wintertime, they really feel like high altitude mountains. Would you agree with me that during the wintertime, places like Insubong, feel like high altitude mountains?
사실 뭐 눈이 내려서 이 산에 바위에 눈이 쌓이고 하면
I kind of agree.
비슷해지죠.
Because of the difference in the rock and the temperature and the altitude.
고산에서 온 고산
somehow it feels kind of similar to alpine condition like in Himalaya.
근데 항상 이제
As I mentioned, of those factors, it feels also different.
하면서 훈련을 하기도 하고 우리나라 환경이 뭐 그 정도밖에
So in for Koreans especially, well, we can't complain or we can't change the environment, right? So we just kind of accept it. Train in respect to alpine condition, and then when we went to the expedition in reality, so we tried. We used to have more time to adapt ourselves for the alpine condition, especially for the high altitude.
또 그렇진 않고 한국 사람 성격이 급하고 그다음에 시간적으로 좀 여유가 없고 좀 쫓기는 경향이 있기 때문에.
There's a kind of tendency that Koreans being impatient, so. And they don't spend enough time to adapt themselves for the high altitude. So
보수적응을 하는데 조금 애를 먹지 않나 싶기도 한데 사실 제 개인적인 생각은
it can be a problem sometimes. So I want to ask other Korean climbers to be more patient at the base camp and spend more time for altitude.
충분히 시간을 가져서
But well, it's a bit off topic now.
그쪽 기온 기온과 음식에 충분히 적응을 해야 되는 시기가 필요하다고 생각하죠.
You've also climbed Everest. You also summited Everest. Tell a lot of people want to know what was it like to reach the summit of Everest.
정상에 올랐을 때 사실 뭐 기분이 좋기도 한데 그렇게 뭐 환호성을 지르거나 뭐 이렇게
frankly speaking, 뭐, it was not that great. Well, obviously, it was a good day, and I heard a lot of the Everest, because everyone knows of the Everest is the highest peak in the world.
무산소로 한번 오르는 거였어요. 무산소. 그쪽 그때 익스페디션 분위기가 다 무산소 등반이었으니까.
But that's it. It's not like it's hard to climb. Even at the peak season, there is a fixed rope, and I heard about around 300 people climbed the Everest by that time, just in a single season.
어쨌든 에베레스트 등반은 나한테 있어서는 그렇게 뭐
So in my case, I tried to climb without any additional oxygen supply, but I felt kind of hard around the 8500, and I didn't want to push myself too hard because it's just Everest, the Everest, but it's not like I'm climbing a new peak in a different way. So I just used some additional oxygen, climbed it. It felt good, but It wasn't great.
이상이 됐다 그러는데 많을 때는 600명 이상도 정상을 오릅니다 한 시즌에. 그래서 가면 굉장히.
So for anyone who want to go for the Everest, I wouldn't say like don't go, but it was going and climbing the Everest. But well, that's it.
따지면 그런 거는 크게 뭐 없는 것 같고 그냥. 한번 인생의 목표를 잡고 한번 정도는
The worst giving a shot, but that's all.
올라갈 필요는 없다 생각합니다.
Now you've summited many incredible peaks. What's the greatest accomplishment you have as a mountaineer? What do you think is your greatest accomplishment?
아무래도 힘중 등반 때 2012년도 힘중 등반 때 아주 굉장히 이제 기뻤고요. 굉장히 소규모 단 두 명에서 원정대를 꾸려서 갔으니까요. 이제
Himjeong first. It was a really small expedition. Expedition of two people, and just the climbing wasn't that easy.
그다음에 가시부르 5봉 때도 마찬가지였습니다. 그때는
And Gashiburu 5. Well, we're talking about this a lot. It was the first expedition as a leader, so I felt pressure, and I needed to prepare a lot of things.
가장 등반하면서 위험에 직면하는 그런 순간도 맛봤고 사실 이제 가장
The expedition in general wasn't easy.
체력도 많이 떨어지고
And usually it's more dangerous when you come down from the mountain. And in the case of Gashiburu 5, when you're in the middle of the cliff, headlights were dying and it was done, so it was really cold and dark. So yeah, but we climbed down eventually, but it wasn't as a time there.
또 이제 못 내려갈 수 있다는 어떤 그런 걱정들 때문에 되게 이제 조금 무섭고 힘들었던 그런 기억이 납니다. 하여튼 말로 한 표현을 하면은 조금 표현이 안 되는데 2,500m 벽 상단에 매달려서 밑에는 보이지 않고 장비는 없고 헤드랜턴 불빛은 꺼져가고 그 상황에서 새벽에 매달려 있다고 생각하면 될 것 같아요. 예.
So now that you got the climbing gym here, your mountaineering plans are taking a rest right now, right? You got the climbing gym. The future of Korean mountaineering. What do you see as a future of Korean mountaineering? Who are the up-and-coming players now? Who are the young mountaineers that are making an impact, kind of like how you made an impact? What do you think the future of Korean mountaineering is going to be like?
후배들이 저 몇 명 이제 등반을 하는 친구들이 있는데 다들 이제 직장이 있고 또 가정도 꾸려야 되고 뭐 여러 가지 이제 사회적으로나 뭐 이런 것.
I wish I can pick some names and say it aloud here right now, but I really can't because I know some young climbers who are really passionate about climbing.
등반을 한다는 거는 내가 그만큼
But in Korea, it's hard to be a full-time professional climber. The biggest reason is the finance problem. And if you have another regular job, then it's hard to get long holidays. But the climbing or mountaineering or going for an expedition like big mountains there takes a lot of time and effort. So at this moment, I can't really say or pick someone. So my answer would be... We gotta wait and see. So it's hard to say right now.
And the last question I have for you, and I'm always curious about what drives athletes like you, what drives mountaineers to go to the top? Why do you climb?
그 사람 나름대로의 어떤 뭐 철학이 있거나 어떤 목표가 있는 거죠, 인생의 목표, 등반가로서.
As I told you, I started climbing when I was in high school, and by that time, when I was younger, I just liked being outdoor, going mountains, staying like active in general. And as time passed on, I feel like it's now it's part of my life, an essential part.
자연에서 생활하는 게 참 좋았었고 그러다 보니까 이제 계속
and The goal gets higher and higher, like looking for a big, hard mountain or just pursuing my own style and trying some hard routes, problems.
자기만의 스타일, 뭐 이런 걸 찾게 되는 거죠. 근데 그러다 보면 이제 좀 더 어렵고 큰 산을 목표로
And setting up the new goals to climb, hike, being outdoor. And I think it's same for others too. Like just being outdoor and as you become a more competent person to be outside, then you pursue another goal. Yeah, I think that's how I start to enjoy being outdoor, going mountain, and I still do.
다 그 사람들에게도 마음속으로도 다 있기 때문에 등반을 하고 등정을 하지 않나 생각됩니다.
You know, you've been climbing, you and I have been climbing for such a long time, and sometimes I forget why I climb, especially with the guiding. Sometimes it feels like a job. I've kind of sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I feel like I'm not climbing for the same reasons why I started climbing. It's tough to get motivated to climb some routes or to go out every week or every couple of weeks. It's tough. What kind of route gets you excited? What kind of climbing gets you excited now to go outside and climb?
물론 이제 그런 게 등반을 할 때 그 욕을 생기게 하는 요인 될 수가 있죠. 근데 내가 정말 아름다운 산이 있으면 그냥
Oh yeah, definitely I understand what you're saying. For me, if there's a beautiful mountain or a beautiful landscape, I would love to go hike and climb there.
그 나만의 스타일. 그냥 단순히 산을 오르는 게 아니고 뭔가 새로운 스타일을 찾아서 뭐
Trying different style of climbing mountaineering is also fun. Like for example, if you hike a mountain, then you can just go for a different route or try to go to the peak in a different way with a different style. That's really fun.
등반가들은 좀 더 어렵고 좀 더 높고 또는 이제 미지의 세계 또 아무도 안 간 그런 데를
Or as a mountaineer,
있는 것 같고요.
Just like all other mountaineers, we like new mountains, a different route, or somewhere unexplored. I think that's a natural instinct.
그런 기쁨이 크기 때문에 그런 걸 많이 찾아서 하지 않나 생각이 듭니다.
Okay, this is a surprise question. I didn't tell you about this question that was coming up, but your three favorite climbing areas in South Korea. And if you can, suggest some routes in each of those areas.
물론 이제 인수봉 첫 번째. 네, 인수봉을 꼽을 수 있겠죠. 북한산, 서울 근교에
인수봉, obviously. Close to Seoul, a beautiful big granite, and there's a tread, multi-pitch, hard-free, sports, whatever you call. It's a beautiful mountain. And two more, right?
I guess Insubong is really big. It kind of counts for all three. Okay, then give us top routes, some of the favorite routes to do. Like it doesn't have to be hard routes. It's just something that you like to do. What are some of your favorite routes on Insubong?
In Insubong, the route is named Crony and Trinard A. I love those routes.
Yeah, those are beautiful lines. Yeah, very obvious and beautiful.
두 번째는 이거는 뭐 내 특히 개인적인 대상지라서 내 고향에 있는 작은 바위 한 곳을 꼽을 수 있겠고 왜냐하면.
And for the second one, this is really personal. I mean, it's really private and personal rock for me.
있겠지만 사실. 어디서
There's a small rock close to my hometown, and there's a small mountain. That is the place I really love.
방향이 달라지기
때문에. Yeah, it's really personal.
네, 고향에 있는 어떤 뒷동산에 있는 작은 바위부터 시작해서 그 바위가 난 참 좋다고 생각하는데 이야기하기가 좀 그렇고요. 그래서 우리나라 대표적으로 선운산, 네, 선운산이 있겠죠. 선운산.
And I also want to mention 선운산.
하드풀이.
Oh, and Muchoksan. Muchoksan Mountain in Gimae. I can count those two as one of the best climbing cracks in the Korea.
하드프리에 할 수 있는 큰 바위 대상지입니다.
Maybe next time I go to Insubong, we could partner up, get on the rope together. Chiyoung, thank you so much for this interview. Thank you for giving us your time, for letting us come to your gym. His gym will be in the show notes, so you can look down on the notes and we'll give you the address to the gym. It's a modern facility. It's got great routes. It's got great training equipment, like a campus board. It's got Baccara ladder. It's a great little area. And if you want to like ask Chiyoung some more questions, come to the gym. He's always here. We'll give you a link to his Facebook page for the gym. It'll all be there. But Chiyoung, thank you very much for giving us your time and letting us know a little bit about Korean climbing. Thank you very much.
감사합니다.
'Til then we can't wait to see ya. I got